Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on nature, nature sounds. You know, we've got the whole Sound Healing Institute here with a certificate and associate degree program, and out of everything we teach, nature is still the best sound healer there is. Nature has it down. Nature has not only the best sounds, but also the best geometry, the best structure, the best intention, the best everything. I mean, it's all put together. No telling what is actually going on with nature sounds. And so our intention is to really to be able to tap into that energy of nature sounds, to tap into that structure, that aliveness, that naturalness of energy that nature sounds bring out in us. So that's our intention. Okay. Before we start, I want to mention a few things coming up at the school. Of course, September 8th, we are actually starting our next semester of certificate and associate degree program. We also have, in just a few weeks, I think it starts August 14th, the weekend of August 14th, we have 3 weekends in a row of intensive classes where we're doing like 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. So if you can't do weeknights or you just want to get a lot of classes done, or if you wanted to fly in, you could do the 3-week program. And that's, again, starting August 14th. We're also starting another series of online classes on August 8th, and that goes into November, all the way through November. That's Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings. And if you can't make a class, you can always watch the video of the class as well. Or you can just watch all the classes on video at your own pace at any rate, if you'd rather do that. We also have on August 7th starting a online sound healing music production class. Of course, there's no other class like that on the planet where we teach sound healing music techniques based on chakras, based on frequencies, based on chakras, based on effects and how they affect you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And also how to create binaural beats to entrain people into different states of consciousness. And having them, the binaural beats, tuned to the music, to the key of the music, or to a person's root soul frequency. So all of that is in the Sound Healing Music Production course. Of course, we also teach Pro Tools within that course and how to do music production or just put a basic project together. So, again, that's starting August 7th. The version of that at the Institute starts September 8th. And I think that's most of the stuff happening. I wanted to start off the show tonight or today with the sound of crickets slowed down. This is crickets slowed down. And what you're about to hear is nothing but crickets. There's actually 2 tracks here, one of real crickets, and then one of crickets actually slowed down. So there's nothing here on this recording except crickets. And so check out this angelic choir of crickets. Thank you. You know, there's a whole world of sounds that are too fast to hear in nature. But when you slow them down, a whole other world unfolds. And when you know that every little detail of these fast sounds are accessing our whole system, you know they're designed to do something to us, very specifically. Like I say, nature is the best sound healer ever. You know, I thought it would be really interesting to score out that and actually get a choir to sing it. And then I thought it would be really funny to record it and then speed it up electronically and see what the crickets think. So the main thing about nature sounds is, Seth, maybe you could play the nature sound. There's a upload that you should have now of nature sound. It's called nature sound, so you could play it in the background. That'd be cool. So nature sounds, the main thing about nature sounds is they open your ears up. They open your system up. Because when you're in nature, your ears are always wanting to listen to finer and finer detail, to more lower volume sounds. So your ear is always opening to hear more and more of the little tiny sounds around you, the really subtle sounds. And the reason that's the case is because there's nothing to hurt your ears in nature. You know, there's nothing that's going to hurt you, so we feel safe to have our ears open and listen for the really subtle sounds. Whereas in the city or around any cars or technology, our ears are afraid and they shut down. So they don't open. They're always closing down. They're actually hearing less and less subtle volumes, really low volume sounds. So that's one of the nicest things about nature sounds, is it actually helps your hearing. I've lost a lot of my hearing from my rock and roll days from doing live sound. And I found that whenever I listen to nature sounds, or especially when I just go out in nature, I find that my hearing is better at the end of the day. Because my ears are not in fear anymore. Okay, so nature not only is really, God, I don't want to say smart, but really detailed. There's just this whole realm going on that we don't even know about. There's also the, a good example of this is Sonic Bloom. There's a company called Sonic Bloom now that actually plays the frequency that is similar to the frequency of birds, and they play it to a crop. They'll set up a whole speaker system, a PA system, to the crop, and they found that the frequencies that birds put out actually trigger a metabolic transformation in the plants. And so the sounds of the birds are actually causing the plants to grow. And now that a lot of birds are disappearing, crops aren't growing as well. So by playing these sounds of the frequencies that are similar to the birds to the crops are growing like 50% more efficiently 50% more output. That's really interesting. It shows how, you know, there's a whole realm that we really don't even have a clue as to what's going on. Nature sounds. Nature sounds commonly are about spirals as well, because a lot of what goes on in nature is spirals. But also, a lot of nature is about the harmonic structure, because all animals sing in tune with the harmonic structure of sound, which is a mathematical formula of mathematical multiples. That means whatever the frequency they're at, the animal is at, the sounds in their voice are going to be 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. The harmonic structure is that mathematical relationship, 1 times the root, 2 times the root, and so forth. So if their root frequency is 100 hertz, it's going to go up mathematically. But even the scale they're singing is based on this harmonic structure. So there's a mathematical spiral, so to speak, that is within every song within nature. We're uploading a lot of songs right now, and so we'll be able to play a lot more songs in a little bit. But right now, what I want to do is play an actual song called Creative Spirit. I played this a couple of weeks ago, but I want to play it again. This is a song that I did for the NutraEnergetics system CD. And so it's got quantum fields of nature embedded, of quantum fields of creative spirit embedded in the actual song. And the most creative spirit there is nature. Some really happy dolphins here. Whales. there are many sounds in nature, as I say, that completely open us up. Of course, there are some sounds that actually can scare us in nature. I mean, the sound of a tiger and such, but we don't come across those very often. There's another aspect of nature that is really, really a very important component, and that has to do with the Schumann resonance. There's a resonance that is an electromagnetic resonance in the air. It's actually triggered by lightning, and it's a resonance that resonates between the Earth and the ionosphere, and it's at 7.83 hertz on average. There's actually a place on the UC Berkeley site where you can see it. And what it does is it entrains every brain on the planet into that brainwave state, which is right on the threshold of theta, which is our dream state, and alpha, which is a relaxed awareness state. So that brainwave state is about this fast. And it gets this electromagnetic frequency, gets obscured, gets hidden by all of the electromagnetism in a city. But if you go out in the country, some people can actually hear the frequency. In fact, one of our instructors has a watch that actually is transmitting that frequency into his system the whole day long. So when you get back in tune with this frequency, you're back in tune with all of the brains on the planet, including all animals. I wouldn't doubt that it's affecting all of the plants as well. In fact, it could be affecting even more than that. I heard that these cosmic frequencies are coming from outer space that are helping transform the planet. They're actually going to the core of the planet and then coming back up and interfacing with the Schumann resonance to somehow transform us from above and from below. Sounds interesting. So what we did is we actually created a whole song based on this Schumann resonance. And this song, what we did is we created binaural beats to entrain you into the Schumann resonance, and then played music in the key of the Schumann resonance, which is a flat B. And then we had the entire class go out and tone ah, o, and with the intention of holding frequency based on the Schumann resonance. So this CD, this song, is called Holding Schumann. You can tone along with it if you like.
Thank you.
binaural beats are entraining you back into nature, back into your connection, your natural connection with nature. You know, there are some real basic sounds in nature that are quite amazing, such as wind and the sound of the ocean and the sound of any water. And, you know, a lot of those sounds are actually technically noise. Noise, from a physics definition, is a frequency that is incomplete, where you actually don't have an entire waveform to be able to tell what pitch it is. The ocean is mostly noise, but it's actually got some frequency to it, because it actually, when the wave curls over, there's a resonance between the walls of the wave that actually create a frequency, and that frequency changes pitch as the wave curls. So it goes. Whenever you have a sweeping frequency like that, it breaks up stuck emotions and stuck energy in the body. And that's one reason that we really like going to the ocean, is because it is breaking up like stuck emotions, and especially trauma. As well, this noise, which is really no frequency, it's like little bits of frequencies, is resetting our whole system back from being stuck on any particular frequency. Because quite often we get stuck on the frequency of our refrigerator, the frequency of our mate, the frequency of the electricity in the walls, the frequency of our cell phone transmission, you know, the frequency of the motor of our car. All of these frequencies entrain us, and probably the most powerful one that we're really entrained to is the frequency of the electricity in the walls. Then there's also even trauma can be broken up by these incomplete waves, because basically trauma is an actual frequency that is stuck, that is looping within our brain. It's a theta loop within our brain. And so this noise of the ocean or of a waterfall or anything like that can actually help break up that frequency. So it's kind of just the basis behind it. I'm sure there's really something even more going on within the sound as well that we don't even know about. Because it's all in the master plan. There's another aspect of nature that is really important, and that is the sound of lightning. You know, when lightning strikes, well, there's really two sounds. First, there's the crack of the lightning, which is really powerful. And then there's the low rumble of the thunder. Okay. Now, I actually saw a TV show once where, this is probably not just the sound, but the actual electricity, there was a woman who could barely walk. She had, she was just neurologically frozen up. And she was washing dishes one day, and in a lightning storm, and lightning came through the window and struck her and knocked her out on the floor. And when she woke up, she was able to walk. It actually healed what she had going on instead of hurting her. People say, I've heard that from quite a few people, that life on Earth was created by lightning. It is lightning that is the catalyst for actual life to actually begin on Earth. So in one way, lightning is our parent. It's actually mom and dad. So what we have now to play for you is the sound of the crack of lightning. This is not thunder, it's a crack of lightning slowed down. And it's a really random sound. You'll see. that is chaotic, but it is the source of life, some say. Sound of lightning. Hello? There we go. Another really powerful sound is that of the bees. You know, bees aren't really meant to fly. They're not really created aerodynamically very well. They're like this big blob. And so what they say that bees do is they create a sound bubble which levitates them as they fly. And this sound, this frequency of bees is 441 hertz. And I actually have a tuning fork that our instructor Randy Masters made that is the frequency of a bee. Check it out. Here it is. You should now be feeling lighter. This is the frequency of levitation. They say that the blocks in the Great Pyramid were levitated up to where they were. Great. Some nice waves in the background, breaking up that stuck energy. You know, the interesting thing about bees is, I don't know about all bees, but most bees, the bees that I've actually recorded or that students have brought in, when we've checked them out, and this tuning fork, it's in the key of A. Oh, here we go. And we have actual bees here. This is a recording that we did called Heal the Bees. So we set the intention on this recording to heal the bees, and one of the students brought in these bees. And again, they're in the key of A. So bees should not be called bees. Bees should be called A's. We got it wrong. They should be called A's. Heal the bees. What's going on with our bees? This is to help heal them. That's the intention behind this song. Nice to tone along with the bees. Really activates the third eye. Then there's the dolphins. Dolphins are holding the eighth octave above the crown chakra for the whole planet. had a show about a month ago about how the dolphins are actually holding the 8th octave, so we could now access the 9th octave. We just set up a grid for the 9th octave around the planet on the solstice, June 21st this year. I'll go to the 9th octave while the dolphins are doing the 8th. See if you can feel it. Say that the highest sacred geometry structure on the planet these days is that of the honeycomb. Inside the honeycomb is the most beautiful sacred geometry structure there is right now. And of course, bee pollen. Practically live on bee pollen. I've been practically living on it myself for the last 2 weeks. This is really interesting. Tune into this energy of the frogs. That's amazing. I just get chills up and down my spine with that one. You know, there's a I forget the researcher's name. He's out in Bolinas actually did research of all the different frequencies of animals in the jungle. And he found that if you do a frequency spectrum analysis where you map out all of the frequencies of every animal in the jungle, he did it in a very jungle, I think in India, that the spectrum analysis covers the full range of frequencies, and each animal generally has its own frequency range that it handles or covers, and there's no missing frequencies. And if a species in the jungle actually dies, another species will take over that frequency range so that there are no missing frequencies anymore. And that really ties into the whole concept from Alfred Tomatis, who is one of the recent fathers of sound healing, that we need a full range of frequencies to be healthy, that every frequency is a nutrient. And when we don't get all the full frequency range, then we lose an aspect. I mean, it could be create a learning disability. I mean, who knows? But we need all of the frequencies to be healthy. You know, besides the dolphin, one of the most powerful frequencies there is that of the whales as well. I really believe that the whales are holding the root frequency chakra of the entire planet. I was doing a meditation based on some higher beings that were helping me, and I found that the core of the earth, the sound, was the whales holding that frequency. Their frequency is of 7 hertz, and then also 15 hertz, an octave above that, I guess it's 7 and 14. And they're always right on pitch. And these frequencies are way below what we can hear. We can feel them, and if we octavize them, of course they make sounds we can hear as well, but their main frequency is down right around the Schumann resonance, actually. 7 hertz is 7.83 hertz is the Schumann. So the whales, God, it hadn't ever occurred to me, they're actually right in there with the Schumann frequency, holding it underneath the water. Another frequency that's really powerful is that of the elephants. The elephants put out a frequency of 3 cycles per second. The whales at 7 is like, whoa, 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 whoa. The elephants are like, whoa, 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 3 times per second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Which is in training the brain into delta, to a deep state of sleep. And they transmit this frequency through the ground. So I'm sure they're tied into this whole frequency spectrum as well. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has done work where he actually it wasn't even him, it was NASA that recorded the planets. And there's these electron fields that come off the planet that they pick up, and they can easily change it into sound because the structure of these electron fields is very similar, is exactly the same as sound, actually. Even though there's no air up there to actually transmit the sound, they're able to get a correlating sound. And they found that when they take this sound of the planets and slow it down, it then sounds like crickets. And they slow that down, and it sounds like voices, people. And you slow that down, and it actually sounds like whales. So there's this whole frequency spectrum that's really tied together based on when you speed things up or slow things down. You can raise things in pitch, and you can also slow them down. So there's this whole world going on that is totally meant to help us in ways that we couldn't even imagine within nature. Sounds too fast for us to even notice. Sounds too high a pitch for us to catch. Sounds too low a pitch for us to hear. In all of them, are helping bring us back to our divine connection to nature, that which we are. So, hold this connection. Sound, because every sound is better than any song you've ever heard. It's really divinely structured. And hold that connection to nature wherever you are, through the rest of the weekend, through the rest of the evening tonight, through the rest of the weekend, into the week, into the weeks ahead, months ahead. Imagine holding it years ahead, all the time, and then lifetimes ahead. In appreciation of all the sounds around us.